Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Similar to the other topics where we have spoken about social justice, social awareness, if we don't have this element of practice in our lives, then there is no such thing as social justice or social awareness. And that is to be individually and collectively responsible for the betterment of our society. And that can only be done by us encouraging good to be performed and by blocking and stopping and deterring bad to be practiced. And this is what we call in Islam, al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil munkar. The sad thing in our individualized society today is because there's so much fear-mongering, no one is willing to help anyone else. And that's why, you know, they say that the best tactic for you to use if you are in trouble is never to scream out, I'm being raped. You know, they always use this example, and, you know, this isn't something that I say. This is something that is very commonly said, frequently said in today's modern society. Scream out fire. You will get that attention. If you scream out something like, help me, or something like that, you won't get that attention. And the only reason why, if you do scream out something like fire, is because they're not going to be worried about you, they're going to be worried about themselves being burnt. And it is very sad and devastating that so much of us turn a blind eye against dhulm, against people being wronged, against sin, and against social injustice, against moral degradation. These are things that we really need to stand up for, you know, and that's Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi an al Munkar. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ. They find it written in their holy books, in their scriptures, in Al Tawrat, in Al Injil. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Then you have another ayah where Luqman alayhi salam says, Ya Bunay, says to his son, Ya Bunay, أَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ, uphold and value salah. وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, do أَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid the wrong. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, and be patient towards that which is inflicting you. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Another ayah, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدُعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Another ayah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. You were the best ummah, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that has been introduced to the people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you enjoin the goods. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you forbid the wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two acts of al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi an-munkar are among the most important acts when it comes to the application not only of religion, but also for the establishment of social justice as well.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان دماغ و صاحب داره فلان روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فلان درختکاری اینجا کم صاحب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Along with the verses in the Holy Quran that have been mentioned about Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi an Munkar, there are so many ahadith that speak about Al Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi عن المنكر. Imam al-Baqir سلام الله عليه, he says, إن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر سبيل الأنبياء. It's the path. أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر is the path of the prophets, is the method of the صلحاء, of the righteous. ومنهاج الصلحاء فريضة عظيمة بها تقام الفرائض وتأمن المذهب وتحل المكاسب, etc., etc. So it's something that pretty much constitutes the very foundation of your religion, of your social welfare, and most importantly, it is sabilul anbiya, the path of the prophets, and the minhaj al-sulaha, and the methodology of the righteous. Imam al-Kadhim salamullahi alayhi, he says, this is one of the signs of a true Shi'i. If you want to be a true Shi'i, then you are someone who does Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Does Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Imam Kadhim salamullahi alayhi, he says, وَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ يَتَخَتَّمُ بِيَمِينِهِ. The Holy Prophet would wear a ring on his right hand. That's Alamatul Mu'min, as we know. التخَتَّم باليمين وهو علامة لشيعتنا يعرفون به. And Imam al-Kadhim salam Allah alayhi says, and it is التخطم باليمين, it is a sign for our Shia that they are distinguished, that a Shi'i is known by. والمحافظة على أوقات الصلاة, and that you preserve, and that you respect, and that you are vigilant in making sure that you are someone who observes the timing of salah. وَإِيْتَاءُ الزَّكَاتِ, and you give your zakat. وَمُوَاسَاتُ الْأَخْوَانِ, and you are there in solidarity of your brethren. وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and then the other sign is of a Shi'i, of a true Shi'i, is that you do أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن الْمُنْكَرِ Munkar. Then we know that there are different levels of al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi an al-munkar. We know that there are conditions as well. You know, we're not going to go into the details of the conditions, and someone says, well, that's not a right way of doing amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi an al-munkar. That's not how you should do it. That's not this. That's not. Why be negative about al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi an al-munkar? You need to be positive about al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi an al-munkar. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind.
a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.